Let's take a break from the rugby now and listen to a song called B1 from Sunset Sweatshop, who are in the studio with us. When we come back from listening to the song, which is making waves and has become somewhat of an anthem building up to Rugby World Cup final week, with fans certainly enjoying that on Spotify. Joel Ontong from News24 will be interviewing the lads from Belleville, and that'll be coming up after this. We'll chat in a bit. My brother, will you be my brother? I see people laughing, I see people dancing. Step out of the window and into the sun. South Africa, South Africa. Step out of the window and into the sun. South Africa, South Africa. South Africa, come with me, my sister. Will you be my sister? I see children laughing, I see children playing. Step out of the window and into the sun. South Africa, South Africa. South Africa, South Africa. Munye Sindawonye, B1. Share your heart with the land we love. Share your heart with the land we love. Share your heart with the land we love. South Africa, South Africa. Africa. South Africa.
Okay, so we're in studio with the band, and first of all, guys, just tell me about the story behind B1, because obviously it's more than, I feel like it's more than a World Cup song, it's really a love letter to the country, so tell us more about it.
Okay, so this song, what's up, how's it going?
Going good.
So I wrote this song about 6 to 7 years ago, and I actually wrote it for Madiba Day a while back, and we never got to studio to record the song, and then we actually went into studio and then started to realize that this thing will actually be lacquer to release when the World Cup is pending or ongoing. So it was never written to be a World Cup song, but I think the people just jumped on it because it's such a unifying song. Yeah,
definitely.
Yes.
And tell me, what has the reception been like from, you know, fans? And obviously, I'm sure rugby fans have come up to you guys kind of coincidentally. So what has the reception been like?
Yeah, the reception's been amazing. I mean, even Darren Simpson said it's a great World Cup song. So even from the listeners when they played it the first time, everyone said this will be a lekker World Cup song. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, fantastic. And then what was it like to work with Rafensa? Because he features on the song and he does an amazing job kind of accompanying and complimenting the sound. So what was it like to work with him and how did you guys connect?
Okay, so ons het nou, kan ek maar so 'n bietjie Afrikaans ook gooi as ek moet. Okay, cool man. So ons het saam met Rafensa al paar shows gespeel, ons mekaar ontmoet, ons het lekker saam gejam, paar biere saam gedrink. En ons manager Jana is sy booking agent ook of vice versa. En toe het sy gesê, maar hoorie, as ons eendag 'n song doen, dan moet ons vir Rafensa laat weet. En toe het ons nou ons die song in studio inbring. Toe kom ons achter, man, Rafensa sal amazing werk op die song. En toe hy in die studio inkom, toe kom ons achter hoe ja, hy is een ongelooflike artist. Soos hy het die beste vocals en hy is net all out nice guy. Ek bedoel, een van die beste ouens wat ek al saam in die studio gewerk het. Of ons, althans.
Mm, definitely. Yes. And it's interesting to hear him sing in English because, I mean, I think he's known for his Afrikaans and, I mean, he kills it. You guys too, obviously. Yeah. And I also wanted to know, what other artists are on your radar to also work with?
Yes, there's a couple, but yeah, there is a few, but we don't want to give anything away at the moment, yeah.
No spoilers. Okay.
No spoilers,
keep
yeah.
A surprise.
No,
yes.
I think like a fun fact would be like we work closely with Fred and Hartog on our earlier songs and he plays for Jewels Fantasties. So, he used to produce hot tracks and stuff like that. And then Hunter Kennedy, also from Jovel's Fantasties, he actually has some writing credits on our debut album.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, it's fun to work with those guys.
Okay, and obviously, what are some collaborations that you guys have had that you learned something from and that you've taken with you for the rest, for the other part of your career?
Yeah, I think mainly in production, like I play guitar for the band, and mainly in production it's like, very cool to learn from these guys. And I remember especially of the recording of B1 with Ollie Vance from Franz Hook. Then we sat and tracked the guitar and he's like, okay, but play it this way or how about this way? So it's really cool to like work with another musician and get their input and it makes the product so much stronger, you know. So that's a lot of fun to work with other artists. It brings like a different energy and a different vibe to your own playing.
Oh, fantastic. And now I want to know about the band. Tell me, how did you guys become Sunset Switch Up? Tell me about your story.
Hey, Richie, jy kan maar gooi, Pelle.
Well, me and Ian went high school together. And after high school, we had a band, very Depro alternative vibes. Not exactly what we're doing now. Yeah. And then Ian and Rousseau used to do acoustic shows together. And then Ian decided he wanted to make the circle a little bit bigger. And then Victor was in high school with Rousseau, same year. So then we all just got together, 2016.
And I started jamming in a garage in Joostenberg Vlakte. So after the sun set, we sweat. So that's where it comes from, yeah.
And what have some career highlights been since the formation?
Yes, so we played a couple of big shows, but I think one of the biggest ones we had was the KFM K-Day. Yes, it's just a sea of people in front of you.
Yeah, well, where K-Day was one of massive festivals in South Africa, Splashy Finn, Up the Creek, and then also Bokkies Awards Song of the Year.
And you also get like your smaller type of festivals. We did one in Winterton.
Okay, is it in
Winterton? And when we arrived, there was like a sunny day, and when we started sound checking, there was a massive flood. And the people, while we were jamming, were in their lilos. They were floating around.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor, yeah. It was like knee deep. water in front of the stage.
Bubble cuts, experience.
Bubble cuts,
eh? Yeah. Yeah, I actually think Vicky dislocated his shoulder after that one.
He partied so hard that he dislocated his shoulder.
So he drove with him to the ER in Durban.
Yeah, in Pietermaritzburg. 20 hours off, I popped my shoulder. Yeah.
But I suppose those moments kind of feel quite reassuring. That's kind of what keeps you guys going, surely. And what other things kind of are motivations for you guys to keep doing what you're doing?
Yes, so if I...
Family, kids, we've all got kids. Yeah, that's motivation to do what we do.
Exactly, and I'm in the building industry as well, so music is like a massive escape for me. So that 9-to-5 grind, and then you can just release all your creativeness. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that's the best way to put it. If you have a family or you have a different job, then you sort of get out of that world for maybe just a day or two, go away for the weekend with the boys. You come back home and you're refreshed, man, and it feels like, yo, now I can do another round of this, you know?
After 5 days of relaxing.
Definitely. And then my final question is, I wanted to know, this B1 and a lot of the other songs are quite uplifting and inspirational. I want to know, what is the key to making a song that can really bring people together and uplift, I would even say, a nation, because I think B1 has uplifted a nation to a certain degree.
But is I Afrikaans is het wat die hart van vol is, loop die mond van oor.
Wat die hart van vol is, loop die mond van oor.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, like, it's such an honor. I was, like, sitting backstage and thinking about it. Like, we grew up, like, watching rugby, and those memories of, like, watching rugby and playing rugby in the yard while your parents are braaiing and stuff is so, like, very part of our lives. And I think about, like, Springbokke songs, like that classic Leon Schuster album. I think about, like, you know, yeah, all those ones. And what's that Living Thing from Electric Light Orchestra and Johnny Clegg? And, yeah, I feel like our music, it's such an honor to be, like, part of that World Cup history now. It's insane, man. So, yeah, I think that's a cool motivation to know and to keeping it going forward.
Yeah, like a bit.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, actually, I added your song to our News 24 Springbok Rugby Anthems playlist, and it was a great addition.
Awesome, yeah, man.
Thanks, bro.
So we're going to throw it back to Lloyd and Herman. And Lloyd, I just want to say, we've been enjoying the podcast. Leandra, my editor, she's the number one fan. She's always like, we need to watch it. And she can't stop talking about it. And she really appreciated that shout out last time. What do we have to tell her that she missed that episode?
Leandra's on leave. I hope she's listening wherever she is. Jeez, thanks so much, guys. I mean, how nice are you guys? So you just brightened up the whole rugby pocket, boring old rugby chats. And then we had a nice little KO with you guys. So all the best. Yeah, and just well done on the song and everything
thanks
you've
so much,
done. And thanks so much for popping in. Wherever you are on Saturday, enjoy the ragas.
Go Booker.
Go Booker.